Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 21st week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Angela Tanjan, a novice with the Dominican Sisters of Mission San Jose, living in Fremont, California. The title of her preaching today is Edge Zone.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We must always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters, as is right, because your faith is growing abundantly, and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing. Therefore, we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith during all your persecutions and the afflictions that you're enduring. This is evidence of the righteous judgment of God and is intended to make you worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you are also suffering. To this end, we always pray for you, asking that our God will make you worthy of his call and will fulfill by his power every good resolve and work of faith, so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, I'm going to need you to dust off your imagination caps for this one. Picture yourself standing at the intersection between a forest and a grassland, the point where the wooded shelter and dappled light of the forest meets the open, sunlit expanse of the grassland. Here, the landscape is neither as dense as the forest nor as open as the grassland. Those familiar with the language of Earth call it an edge zone, a unique environment where life from both ecosystems thrives alongside life that is already there, adapted to the conditions of the edge itself. Imagine the complex and dynamic interactions among such rich biodiversity. While not a term from traditional church teaching, the metaphor of an edge zone gives us a glimpse into the environment that surrounds the early Christian community in Thessalonica. As a major city in the Roman province of Macedonia, Thessalonica was a hub of trade, travel, and communication, bringing together a diverse mix of people, cultures, and religious practices. For the early Christian community, choosing to stay in this city means choosing to stand firm in their faith as witnesses to Jesus Christ, right in the heart of a religiously pluralistic pagan society and amid significant theological differences with the local Jewish population, including varying interpretations of scriptures and traditions. Choosing to stay in this edge zone means choosing to greet a wide range of people, Jews, Greeks, Romans, and others, with the grace and peace of Christ, just as Paul does in his letter, fully aware that this choice would expose the infant church to persecution and affliction when they refused to conform to both the dominant and the existing religious norms and practices. Despite the complexity and challenges, the community thrives. Paul's letter affirms that for us. He also brings forth hope and clarity as he delivers two promises to them. God will make you worthy, and God will fulfill by God's power every good resolve and work of faith. We look at our church today. No longer are we the infant church in Thessalonica. Yet we stand in between rapidly changing societal norms and complex cultural trends in our world, acknowledging tremendous differences present right within the church in how we approach and live out our faith. We choose to stay in a church struggling to draw boundaries between what is ours to do and what is up to God. God will make you worthy. Paul's letter reminds us that it is not up to us to determine who is worthy, whether to serve the church in any capacity, to receive the sacraments and God's blessings, or to belong. This is up to God. And when we overstep our boundaries and take on what is God's to decide, people get hurt, and we experience afflictions right among those with whom we share one body of Christ. The second reminder, God will fulfill by God's power every good resolve and work of faith. By affirming the community's steadfastness, Paul encourages the Thessalonians and us that it is important to stay faithful to the journey of faith we have begun, that every good resolve and work of faith counts, that it is not up to us to bring our work to fulfillment. It is ours to co-create, to choose to begin the journey at the edge zone and stay committed through thick and thin. We may not see the result. We may not see any clear path to fulfillment, and it's okay. God will take care of that part. What is of God will grow. What is of God will remain. What is of God will eventually come to fulfillment. And what is of God will make us worthy.